Breakfast at Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she said, please keep me anonymous. Good morning in all caps is how she started the email. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs on Facebook or Instagram. It's fine.
It's safe.
Safe. All right. Dear Allie and DZ, this may be long-winded, so please feel free to shorten it. But I wanted to make my situation completely clear. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I do absolutely everything for my husband. He is the one who told me I didn't have to work. I take care of 100% of the housework and home maintenance within my knowledge from YouTube. I still pay my own car insurance, my video streaming platforms, and other small things that I need for myself and my son with a couple of small outside jobs like cleaning and running errands for people. But my husband pays the mortgage and the household bills along with the groceries. We have a hangout area in our basement that is only really used by him. He's invited friends over to hang out this weekend and expects me to make food for everyone and make sure the house is spotless. But now he's telling me the basement needs to be cleaned too. So am I the jerk for protesting that job when it's his mess and not mine? Thank you so much. Please change my name to any name but Karen unless it applies. It does not.
It doesn't apply.
So her name is Kathy.
Kathy.
Or Catherine, whatever. Kathy, here's the deal. You're already a saint for taking care of your husband. I get you've got it made here with the he works and pays for most everything, but...
Yeah, there's an agreement.
But she wants to know if she's the jerk for saying, I'm drawing the line on cleaning up after your friends in the basement.
See...
So now, see what I mean?
I know, man. And y'all are going to call me crazy for this, but she's just drawing
crazy for other things. Okay. But what?
Fair enough.
What?
If it feels like she's kind of drawing the line out of nowhere. There wasn't any predetermined conversation about you take care of that space, your man cave, whatever it is, because that's where he hangs out, right?
Absolutely.
On the front end, she said, I take care of 100% of the house. The basement is part of the house.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's kind of doing this thing now where she's going, well, I don't go in the basement. That's his area. And now that he invited his friends over, he wants not only to clean it, but make food for everyone. Right. She was fine with that until it involved the basement. She's like, hold on. My mess. She's like, it's completely his mess and his friends.
And I agree. Mm-hmm. It should be taken care of. And he should have the common knowledge to think, I'm making the mess. I'm cleaning it up. Mm-hmm. But I don't know y'all's dynamic. I don't know how you guys work with each other. If you are technically his second mom and cleaning up after this man like that, and this is the way you guys work, and now you're saying, no, I don't want to do that anymore, I think it's jerky because you're just cutting it randomly out of nowhere, no conversation, and just saying, no, I'm done with that. Where was this before? Have you conditioned this man to be this way? And I'm not saying this is, by no means am I.
Well, it's their weird agreement. It's not even weird, but it's their agreement. Yeah.
It's their agreement. That wouldn't rock for us. I'm just telling you right now, like, if you make the mess, you got to clean it up, right? And we take care of each other's stuff, but dog, I don't know. This feels out of nowhere.
So you're saying she is the jerk because she's already agreed to do these things for him. And now all of a sudden, when it doesn't fit her narrative, she doesn't want to do it. Correct.
That's what it feels like, man. I don't like feeling that way, but that's what immediately comes to mind.
No, I could see that absolutely because I mean, she's got an interesting dynamic. Her husband pays for everything as long as she takes care of the house. That is their agreement. She has a couple small jobs to pick up little things here and there for herself, but at the end of the day, DZ, I'm sorry, you clean the whole house, you cook, and then you got to go clean the basement that you don't even go in. I'm gonna say not the jerk. I'm gonna say he can handle that one area like a grown. Put on your big boy pants.
And
clean up after your friends. You're gonna be okay.
And clean up after himself. Yeah. Not even just his friends, because his friends should be adults and clean up after themselves.
Right.
The mess shouldn't be that egregious to where we're going, ew, nobody wants to clean that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why nobody's cleaning it.
I'm going not the jerk, actually. Kathy, I say you're not the jerk because I don't blame you. Why are you going to clean one area you never go in? Not the jerk for sure. That's where I'm standing.
put it to you like this with kids.
Yeah.
You got kids, right? You really never go in the kids' room. You don't clean up the boys' room. No, it's part of the house. You're taking care of the home.
Ah, that's an interesting thought, too. This is tough, dude. All right.
You got a grown child.
You're saying jerk, though. You're saying jerk?
Yeah, it feels too immediate. It feels like there wasn't a conversation, and she's going back on the agreement that they had. And I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037. I have no idea if people are going to say, because they have this agreement. So on one hand, you can't even be like, oh, this is misogynistic. No, this is how their dynamic of how their family works.
Right. Is it old school? Maybe. But is it working for them? Yeah. Or clearly not, since Kathy's saying, no, I don't want to do that no more.
All right. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. And you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app now. Find out if Kathy's the jerk.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
There's a lot of texts. We'll get to those in a minute. But right now, we're trying to decide if Kathy is the jerk for refusing to clean up after her husband and his friends in the basement. They have an agreement that she does all the housework and cooking, and he pays the mortgage. This is their dynamic, everybody.
Yeah.
So I said, not the jerk. She does enough, and he can clean up. DZ said, jerk. Yeah?
It's part of the agreement, and you're cutting it off.
Yeah.
No conversation, just cold turkey. You've conditioned this man, and he's childish. He should be taking care of his own messes. This shouldn't even be an issue.
Amen.
But it is, and but you it wrote is. In.
And that's what they've agreed to. So let's start with Jackie in Milwaukee. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
All right. Is Kathy a jerk for saying, I'm not cleaning up after him and his friends in the basement, even though that's their agreement?
She's a jerk.
Oof.
Ooh.
Go on.
But this is kind of two-sided.
Okay.
My husband also spends the majority of the time in the basement in his man cave. Who knows what goes on down there?
Amen.
I don't want to know.
I was going to say, who cares? Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Keep your OnlyFans subscriptions to yourself.
However, if we're entertaining, I know my husband isn't going to dust. I know my husband isn't going to pick up the way I want people to see my house.
True that.
Fair.
So I guess it's more of a preference that I would prefer it to be my type of clean versus his type of clean.
So this is a control issue, really. Not even
but she's still a jerk.
She's a jerk, though. Okay.
Yeah, standing on it. Okay, right. Jackie.
Jackie, thank you for your input. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye. All right. Shannon's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Aww.
We love you back.
Love you more. All right, Shannon. Now, which way are you going?
This has triggered me, okay?
Oh.
Because I am a stay-at-home mom, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, yeah, in a way I can see where Jackie's coming from, but okay, my husband knows. First of all, if he's going to have people over, his friends, guess what? You're cleaning on your own. Your friends, they can see exactly how you clean up your area.
She's saying, I'll clean up after my man, but I'm not cleaning up after his friends. And she's in the same position.
Exactly. Yep. Because here's the thing. Mm. Okay, my man knows that we have an agreement, just like she does. But we have an agreement with
each other.
Okay. The kids and him.
Yeah.
Not the homies.
An agreement for him to have his friends over, to come over, mess up, and I have to clean it. Oh, no, sir. You have your friends over, you're cleaning up after them. Not
that
me.
Part.
Fair enough. Camila and Kenosha texted in and said, not the jerk. The agreement was for her to take care of the home and their family. She's saying exactly what you're saying, Shannon. Yeah. She's saying, now the husband bringing his friends over all the time. It's one thing to clean up after your own family. It's another to clean up after grown men. Well said, Camila.
Yes, very well put.
Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. All right. Now, if he still lived at home, you know his mom. No. Now, I am a Hispanic household.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law, if I ever have any issues with my husband, my mother-in-law says, call me. I'll be over in 5 minutes.
I love that unity. That's a beautiful unity. Most women wish they had that relationship with their mother-in-law, let me tell you. So women right now are going, aww.
Yep. My mother-in-law and my sister-in-law's are my best friends.
She'll throw a chocolate at his head if he acts dumb. I get it. I get it. I love it, Shannon. Shannon, I get it. So you say what? Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Because he is a grown man, and he can clean up after himself. I'm not cleaning up after his friends.
Shannon's like, I'm triggered.
Well, and what it is that the agreement's with the home, not the homies. I receive that 100%.
Love it. Shannon, well said. All right, girl, you have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Guess who the tiebreaker is today, DZ?
Ooh, no. Don't say it.
Yes, I'm saying it.
No, say it. Who is it?
One of the biggest fireballs on the show, Mila in Milwaukee. Hey. Hi, Mila.
Here we go.
Hi, Mila.
Happy Monday. Buckle up. I love you guys.
She said happy Monday. Get ready.
We lay you back. Oh, Lord.
All right, Mila, what? What? Okay. Tell us.
Now, I'm going to start off with, yes, she's a jerk.
Ooh.
Big old jerk, too.
Okay, Mila.
And I'm going to throw a little bit at y'all.
I'm dying to hear this one. I did not see you going that way, Mila. I did not.
Me neither.
But when a guy asks you to be the housewife, that is a red flag. He has mom issues, and he wants you to do everything, including cook and clean up the basement and for his friends. When a man asks you to be a housewife,
Mila, this is awkward because Shannon just got off the phone, and I don't know what to say right now because Shannon was a stay-at-home mom. This is awkward.
So Shannon and Camilla, they both have grown-up husbands where they actually have an agreement where they understand that, this is my wife, and she's for me and my children. And
I'm
not
hearing it.
Now I'm seeing what you're saying.
I'm following.
That comes off that and says, hey, you be the housewife, and I just take care of the bills. He went all the way back to the 60s. He wants you barefoot pregnant. He wants you barefoot and pregnant, and you're doing everything in the house. So when you agree to that, that's what you agree to.
He wants a servant.
That's why I work. That is why I work. You know, being a housewife is all fun and games until the DIY, the popsicle's gone. And you got to clean up behind him and his friends.
You know what, Mila? You've inspired me to be extra mean to my children when they get home from school and tell them to clean up, just so these boys don't get in a relationship and expect people to take care of them. I'm doing too much as the mom.
The same way. I do my boys the same way because that is not what we're doing around here. There are no more 60s times. Women are a whole woman, and I need them to be that. Get your tail out there and work. What's her name? What do we name her? Miss Kathy?
Yes, Miss Kathy.
Girl, go get a job and make your husband help you with the stuff, too. That way, he can clean up by himself. Mm-hmm. His own little man cave, because you don't even go down there and reap the benefits of it. So why should you have to clean it? But you agreed to that when you said, I'll be a housewife. That's the house.
You agreed.
The basement is part of the house. It ain't clean already.
See, and maybe, Mila, are you just mad because this chick's got it made or what?
No. I mean, not something that I'm jealous of at all.
I would rather work, to be quite honest.
Mila's
work.
Mila's fired up, bro. Yeah. Mila's fired up because she agreed to this and is now mad at it.
Yeah.
Yes, because when you agree to something, go ahead and do it. Don't in the middle of, I don't like this, so I'm not doing it. No.
Mila,
you said you want to be the housewife.
It's very much semantics here because of the way we heard this out, which was part of it was, I agreed to take care of my husband in the home. I didn't agree to take care of his friends. But then Mila's like, but you agreed to take care of the home and the husband. Home. So now I'm like, hell, I don't know where we're at on this one. I'm going to go with not the jerk, even though it's rounding out to jerk today. Unbelievable. Well, wow, Mila.
Mila isn't part of the home, and then she'll be okay with not cleaning it.
Is the basement unfinished? Because then it's technically not part of the home.
It's about to be unfinished when she goes down there with a hammer because she's mad. All right, Mila, have a great day.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you back.